It is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! Mama light.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. Now, we all know the Jason Bourne films with Matt Damon. What news have you for us on these?
They've found a new home, but with the home they've already been with, which is Universal. I know, it's funny because the agency WME began shopping the rights to the franchise and basically all the Robert Ludlum library on behalf of the late author's estate back in March after the rights had exited from the studio, put it out to everybody. A lot of offers came in, but it seems that NBC Universal have managed to acquire all the rights again, excluding publishing, and they've got the rights in perpetuity, meaning that they're going to be able to make these well into the future whenever they decide to do them. They've been quite successful for them when you think about it. They've had five Bourne films. They've grossed over 1.64 billion at the global box office. Nothing wrong with that. So I suppose this lines them up to be able to do films and more TV series as well. They've got Frank Marshall lined up to produce them as well. He's been involved with producing many of them. And there are rumours circulating that Ed Berger, who's coming off Conclave, would be set to maybe develop a new Bourne film and Matt Damon potentially returning to reprise the role.
That'd be there good. You go. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That is that. Now, tell us about the biggest hit of the summer.
Yeah, biggest hit of the summer, and one that wasn't in the cinemas, which is quite a surprise. And this kind of lends us into the sort of the discussions around streamers versus, you know, been in the cinema. Netflix have had a massive success with K-pop Demon Hunters. Now, anyone with sort of young teens in their house would probably know about this, the animated feature about a fictional best-selling girl band who also slay demons as their secondary job. So the film launched on Netflix on the 20th of June. It has dominated their charts ever since. I mean, the figures for it are just off the charts, really. Wow. Because here, what you've got is repeat viewing, I think, by teenagers. And not only that, the songs have all creeped into the Billboard Top 100, one of them sitting there at number one as well. Hmm. So it's been an absolute huge smash hit. Sony made the film. This is the odd thing. Yeah. Sony made the film and they sold to Netflix, so they're probably only going to make around 20 million on the sale of it, and yet it's been this huge hit.
Okay.
And they're now Sony are now in discussions with the directors to sort of follow up with it, create a sequel, which they have the rights to.
I'll bet they're doing a sequel.
I suppose the big question now, like the fact that they've established it, will they go for a theatrical release for the sequel?
Yeah.
Netflix are kind of doing a limited release of the movie in the States, and they're doing sing-along events to it as well because of the success of it. Sony, be really interesting to watch what they're going to do. Will they just plow ahead themselves and make this sequel and release it theatrically? Only time will tell.
Okay, only time will tell. You have some casting news for us?
Yeah, this is a scary movie. Do you remember that franchise?
Yeah. Many had we, I can't remember.
We had a good few as well. There was five films.
Five.
Which did well at the box office. Nearly 900 million worldwide they grossed as well. They're bringing back two of their leading ladies, Regina Hall and Anna Faris, who are reprising their roles as Brenda and Cindy for the next entry in the series.
So number six on the way.
Number six on the way. The Wayans brothers are writing and producing the movie, and it's going to be a sort of legacy sequel of the horror spoof series. The film is prepping for an October shoot in time for a June 12th, 2026 global release. Hall is next going to be seen, actually, in Paul Thomas Anderson's One Battle After Another, while Faris is going to be in a movie called Spa Weekend. So keep an eye out for Scary Movie. It's coming back to our screen.
Another sequel.
Yeah, this is to Weapons, which has done really well at the box office, and a lot of critical praise for it, and also doing well with numbers. Well, the filmmaker Zach Cregger is talking about making a prequel to the film. So basically, the film is based on a sort of chapter structure, which each chapter focuses on the perspective of different characters that intersect throughout the story. There was one that was developed for the film about Aunt Gladys. So basically, it's a mysterious orange-haired, massive eyeglass-wearing, doused in makeup elderly woman who suddenly arrives into the town. Apparently got cut as a chapter that was going to do, and now they're looking at turning it into a full-length Bond story. No deals have been done yet, but certainly considering the sort of success of it now, Krieger's presently in pre-production in Prague on Resident Evil. This is a reboot for Sony Pictures, with that project slated to hit cinemas next September. So a sequel to, or prequel as it may be, to Weapons could be coming straight after that.
Very good. And now an interesting Irish biopic in, coming up.
Yeah, and it's probably not a surprise considering the success of the 2022 documentary Nothing Compares. So this is a biopic of Sinead O'Connor that's in the works. It's going to tell the story of her early life and her career. So you've got, the film's going to be directed by Josephine Decker, working from a script by Irish writer Stacey Gregg. Irish producer Fola Cronin O'Reilly is behind it, along with Oscar-winning duo of Ian Canning and Emile Sherman from Seesaw Films. So according to Variety, the biopic will explore O'Connor's early life and beginnings in the music industry. It will look to tell the story of how one young woman from Dublin took on the world, examining how her global fame may have been built on her talent, but her name became synonymous with her efforts to draw attention to the crimes committed by the Catholic Church and the Irish state. So it's probably a bit away from production, but it sounds like it could be a project that will really catch fire and people will be very, very interested in it.
Very good. I think people will be very interested in seeing what Cillian Murphy's doing next, and that is your trailer watch this week.
Yeah, this one is set in the mid 90s and it's called Steve, and it's a reimagining of Max Porter's Sunday Times bestseller called Shy. So the film follows a pivotal day in the life of head teacher Steve, played, as you said, by Cillian Murphy, and his students at a last chance reform school amidst a world that has forsaken them. Take a listen.
So they're asking everyone to describe themselves in three words.
Okay. Very, very tired. So how you doing? I'm worried about you.
All I want for you is to just speak to us. Because you're not alone, Shai.
Oh, what about you, Steve? Let's talk about you.
Steve, you can't do it all.
Okay, all right, I'm here for you.
Perhaps there's a limit.
Yes, that is Cillian Murphy in Steve. Looks good, and of course he is teaming up with a director he's worked with before.
Yeah, Tim Milance, who would have directed Small Things Like These really well as well. So yeah, a great collaboration here. And this one's going to Netflix. It's going to be on the 3rd of October, but it will have a limited cinema release beforehand. Good cast as well. Tracy Ullman and Emily Watson also featuring in the film. So yeah, that's called Steve.
Looking forward to seeing it. Always a great to see Cillian Murphy on the big screen. Now let us see what is on the big screen in our new releases this weekend. We will start with Materialists.
Hey, are you single? I'm a matchmaker. Give me a call if you want to meet somebody.
I deserve someone who fulfills all of my criteria.
Nothing over 20 BMI.
I don't want someone who likes cats.
I'm trying to settle.
I promise you're going to marry the love of your life.
How many marriages are you responsible for now, Lucy?
Nine.
If the girl asks for a tall drink of water with a salary over 500 grand, always Mr. Right. You deliver.
You're the matchmaker. You want a drink?
Sure. Coke and beer.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, John.
Definitely didn't expect you by the theater.
I missed you.
You don't even remember my face.
Yes, that is Materialists in cinemas this weekend. So, Gareth, this is the follow-up from director Celine Song from Past Lives. Kind of a different movie, and sort of people have different opinions about it. Quite mixed reviews, I'm seeing.
Yeah, but you're sort of seeing as well how a director like that can move up in attracting bigger casts. Because this is a pretty big cast here of Dakota Johnson, Chris Evans and Pedro Pascal. So Dakota Johnson is playing a New York City matchmaker who thrives in creating perfect love stories until she finds herself entangled in one she never saw coming, and torn between the perfect match and her imperfect ex, she faces a choice between the life she wants and the love she needs. So that's called Materialists.
Okay, we have Nobody Goody 2?
Yeah, I liked the first one of these, but it's a particular type of movie. There's a workaholic assassin, Hutch Mansell, takes his family on a much-needed vacation to a small tourist town. However, he soon finds himself in the crosshairs of a corrupt theme park operator, a shady sheriff, and a bloodthirsty crime boss. Bob Odenkirk returns in the lead role here, but you've got a good strong cast with Connie Nielsen, John Orzett, RZA, Colin Hanks, Christopher Lloyd, and Sharon Stone, also starring in Nobody 2. A couple more to mention for you. We've got Together. So this stars Dave Franco and Alison Brie, years into their relationship, and they're a real life couple as well. Tim and Millie find themselves at the crossroads as they move to the country, with tensions already flaring. An encounter with an unnatural force threatens to corrupt their lives, their loves, and indeed their flesh. We mentioned Oslo Stories a couple of weeks back. This is another film in this trilogy. This one's called Love. Marianne, a doctor, and Thor, a nurse, avoid relationships. After meeting on a ferry where Thor seeks casual encounters, Marianne explores the possibility of spontaneous intimacy, questioning societal norms. And then one more to mention for you. This is on Netflix. Night Always Comes. This stars Vanessa Kirby and Jennifer Jason Leigh. Risking everything to secure a future for herself and her brother, Lynette sets out on a dangerous odyssey, confronting her own dark past over the course of one propulsive night.
Very good. What about a TV movie for us?
I'm going to name two for you, actually. Okay. Two TV movies, and you can watch one after the other if you feel like it. So one is about a thief who takes a bank manager hostage while he and his gang make their getaway, only to later learn she lives in the same neighbourhood as him. And as the FBI agents close in, he tries to befriend her to make sure she cannot identify him. But as he falls in love with her, he considers changing his ways, risking the fury of his unstable partner in crime. The movie is called The Town. Very well directed.
It is good,
by Ben Affleck, and he stars in it too. Rebecca Hall and Jeremy Renner also starring in the movie. It's on TG Cahir tonight at 9:30. Now, there is also an Irish TV premiere of an Irish film, Verdigre, and this is about a reluctant retiree who struggles in a controlling marriage until an unlikely friendship with an abandoned teen teaches her to live life on her own terms, no matter what the cost. So this, as I said, is a premiere. This did well on the festival circuit, won many, many different awards. You can watch that tonight, Verdigre. It's on at midnight tonight on RT1. But if that's a bit too late for you, it's also on the player as well, so do check it out.
Might just hit record for that. All right, Gareth, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Aideen.